This is Wattio Interlude.
All right, Mano Amigos, welcome to another episode of Mano a Mano right here on CKMS 102.7. Mano a Mano! This episode, we are going to induct yet another amazing band's album into the Concept Album Hall of Fame. And one thing that was interesting while I was reading a little bit about this album might have been made for this podcast. I doubt that it was, but I'll explain what I mean in just a moment here. The album that I'm referring to is a brand new Giraffes album, and this album is called Death Breath. Now, in an interview, there's two members, Ken and Joe, and Joe is describing it, and he says that he wanted to create a concept album. Now, is he referring to he wanted to make an album for this concept album project? Who knows? All he said is he wanted to make a concept album. Now, he noted in that discussion that they had just finished making a 15-minute adventure, which was Rite of Summer, which another fantastic track. One thing that's super cool that they've been doing a lot recently also is posting the songs exploded. So people can download, you could purchase it on their Bandcamp page, which is Giraffes. If you just search on Bandcamp Giraffes, you will find it. You can get the exploded tracks of a whole bunch of their albums. I believe Memory Lane's up there, as well as possibly some from More Skin with Milk Mouth, and also Rite of Summer. And you can make your own mixes of those songs, which are absolutely fantastic. So they were thinking that after they made their adventure song, Rite of Summer, which is a 15-minute track that I believe they released maybe last year or the year before. We were super excited. It was number one on that year's release when it was released. They thought, well, what are we going to do? Become even more, like, put together an even more technical album? And more on that in a moment. Instead, they went with vocals, which is something brand new for Giraffes, which is super cool. Now, one thing that I wasn't quite as thrilled about with this album is, and maybe it's just a changing of times, I don't know, is Giraffes are one of those bands that I always purchase the vinyl for. And there is no vinyl for this album, which, I don't know, that is, to me is a little bit odd. There are shorter vinyl runs for a couple of their other projects that aren't like their major albums, and so I wonder if that considers this not one of their major albums. But we're going to hear in a moment, it is concept album worthy. Every track is fantastic. So apparently, according to the same little interview that they did, Ken is always wanting Joe to sing more, and because those tracks are fantastic. Like, the last track, I always forget what the tracks are called, but it's something like At the Turf Field, I call it, although the name is much longer than that. Off Memory Lane, the last track, At the Turf Field, has got vocals in it. It's absolutely fantastic. And I believe it was Joe who released it on his solo project, kind of with, I'm going to say, a drum sequencer, possibly. And then they got Ken to re-record it, and they put it together as a Giraffes Giraffes track, which was absolutely fantastic. But so Ken wants Joe to sing more, and after the COVID chaos, when they were putting new stuff together, Joe had some ideas with lyrics, and then they went with it, hoping that someone would like it. The album called Death Breath, in that same interview, they're talking about, one, because they're singing, and two, because they just came off coronavirus, and a lot of the songs were written during that COVID isolation, or that during those COVID years. So, something very different, something neat. As I was looking this up, I saw episode 6 of this podcast series concept album was the, oh, there it is right there, the 2018 Memory Lane release. Memory Lane was what, the top album released on our 2018 releases countdown that year. And what I was surprised at, I never knew this, and I love when this happens, but I never knew that More Skin with Milk Mouth, which was how I was introduced to Giraffes Giraffes, was so old. I didn't realize, I was reading that it was a 2007 album release, and that Pink Magic, their 10-inch, Suga Spaz, was all released in between that. I always thought that those Pink Magic, the 10-inch, Suga Spaz were all before More Skin with Milk Mouth. That was kind of an evolution. And then Memory Lane was like More Skin with Milk Mouth, but on steroids. And anyways, I was surprised to see that the discography release order was much different than I originally thought. I found out about More Skin with Milk Mouth probably in about 2015 or 2016, and then was pleasantly surprised when just a year or two later Memory Lane was released, and then Rite of Summer, then Death Breath, thinking that the other ones were older. Anyways, More Skin with Milk Mouth, I was surprised to see, is not yet on concept album. Another fantastic album that we'll have, probably have to rectify in the upcoming weeks or months. So, without further ado, here it is. This is Death Breath by Giraffes Giraffes, right here on concept album. Thank you.
Oh,
All right, Mano Amigos, there it was, the fantastic Death Breath album, right there, by Giraffes Giraffes. Amazing stuff. And as this is finishing up, I'm looking at the time. We got a little bit of time. Now, this next track, what I'm going to go into is the Giraffes Giraffes Rite of Summer track that was released in 2020. I think it's going to fill, we're going to go out on that track. It doesn't quite fit the requirements of being inducted to concept album, so despite us probably being able to play it in full here, it is not an inductee. However, Death Breath definitely meets the concept album requirements. Here we go. Thanks for tuning in, Mano Amigos. Tune in next week when who knows what we'll be doing right here on Mano y Mano. We've been doing Airheads, readings of articles and updating articles. We've been doing all-weather haulage takeovers, concept album, towel rock. Who knows? Tune in next week, right here on Saturdays, on CKMS 102.7. Mano y Mano!